Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. Happy New Year, everybody. As we wrap up 2007 and head off into 2008, I still can't believe it. It spins my head around. I think that we're already 7 years into the new millennium, into the new decade, the new century. It just blows me away. 7 more years into my life. How about that? Tamar Jacoby is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, our immigration expert in the Brain Trust. She's the editor of the outstanding book, Reinventing the Melting Pot, which is a compilation of articles by so many really smart people. She's also a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. And our good friend Tamar, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
And it's appropriate that you should be here today, and I think this is just one of those incredible. I started to say coincidences, but I think it's really good karma here, Tamar, for you to be here on this day, because in 1891, on this day, 1891, do you know what happened?
No.
New York's new immigration depot opened at Ellis Island.
Oh my gosh!
This is the day Ellis Island opened. Great. In 1891. To provide improved facilities for the massive numbers of arrivals. How about that?
Do we have
programming on the Small Business Advocate Show or what, Tamar?
You do. I'm impressed.
you don't get this on CNBC. You don't get this on anywhere else. Anywhere else. Hey, Tamar, what do we got to do to create an Ellis Island type of situation in the United States today?
Boy, wouldn't that be a good idea? We sure are in another era of massive immigration, and it sure would be better if they were coming in through something like Ellis Island, where they were legal, and we need them to grow the country the same way we needed them then, to strengthen the country, to work in our economy, and it sure would make a lot more sense if they could be processed legally than if they were walking across the desert and breaking the law.
Is the problem the lawbreakers, the illegals who are coming in this country illegal, or is the problem the lack of leadership on behalf of from our government?
The problem is just as you say, the lack of leadership. We know we need them. The small business owners know better than anybody else. You can't grow a business without workers, and our government has put small business in the position of this is an unbelievable choice to have to make in America. Do I grow my business, or do I obey the law? Mm-hmm. And you can't do both in many industries.
That's exactly right.
You can't grow your business and obey the law. And that's the position our government is putting small business in.
And folks, you've heard me say, Tamar, my audience has heard me say this 1,000 times in the last 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, as I have reported from this statistic from no less than two economists, who have reported this on my show before. There may be as many as 2 million qualified jobs going wanting in the United States. 2 million jobs going wanting. And so what you're saying is exactly right. We already don't have enough people as it is to fill the jobs that we need to have done.
We've seen in the past couple of decades, we have the kind of economy that when there are workers here, that's how we grow it. In Japan, you know, they grow their economy a different way. It's not about adding workers. But in America, it's always been you add workers, and that allows the economy to grow.
Right.
And that's how we've grown in the past decade and a half, 2 decades, 3 decades.
Well, and look at what has happened to Japan's economy over the last 17 years.
Well, exactly.
It's been the doldrums.
Exactly. Partly because they don't have immigrants.
Yeah. Well, of course, they don't have any place to put...
Ellis Island would be a great idea. Let's let them come legally. I mean, we need them for the economy. About 1.5 million come every year, and we hand out 1 million visas. I mean, how dumb is that?
Exactly. What if we did that? What if John McCain or Hillary Clinton or somebody said, you know what? You know, what if tomorrow? You know, of course, we got the Iowa thing coming up Thursday. What if today one of them went out on a stump and said, You know what? I'm going to – today, on the anniversary of Ellis Island, the 109th or 117th anniversary of Ellis Island, I'm going to propose that, that in my presidency that we create an Ellis Island type of a scenario on the border. What do you think would happen?
They're just afraid to. I mean, I believe the public would support that. I believe the public supports the idea they'd if immigrants are coming, they'd rather they came legally than illegally. But there is about 20 to 25% of the public who's adamantly against it, and there's some other percentage that can be swayed by them. Sometimes that other percentage gets practical and comes with us, but sometimes they're swayed by the Lou Dobbs of the world and by the fear.
Exactly. The dangerous people like Lou Dobbs. When we come back, I want to review for just a minute, get Tamar to review just for a minute about what was happening in the United States before Ellis Island was created and see if you recognize anything. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Tamar Jacoby.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives of all those shows that I've done all the way back to, even though I've been broadcasting since 97, we started archiving in 99. And all the interviews we've done since then are there for you to check out, thousands of those, including all the interviews we've done with Tamar Jacoby over the last few years, are all there. You can podcast them if you want. You can stream them, whatever you like. And also, we have articles, thousands of articles. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out my blog, which we update every weekday. Also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Just as you might think, you can ask questions and get answers right there. And it's all for you. All of our websites are free to you. That was our desire from day one, is to make good content available to you without cost so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And our other goal was to bring you really smart people, like our good friend Tamar Jacoby, the editor of Reinventing the Melting Pot and senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. Tamar, we were talking earlier about Ellis Island, and just in case there's somebody out there who doesn't know anything about Ellis Island, folks, Ellis Island is literally an island in the New York Harbor, basically the New York waterway over there, by New York City, where they erected buildings and they literally processed immigrants primarily from Europe, Tamar, and as you reminded me off the air, even though that wasn't the only place where people came to the United States, it became the most prominent and the most famous.
And those days we didn't have actually quotas. I mean, there were some nationalities where there were limits on whether they could come or not, but from Europe there were no numerical quotas the way we have today. So if you showed up and you were able-bodied, they checked you out to see if you were healthy and able-bodied and mentally sound, and some of the tests were a little questionable, I guess, but they checked people out, but there were no numerical limits, so there was no such thing really as an illegal immigrant in those days.
Well, we needed people. The people who were coming were pretty much like the people who had come before Ellis Island, and they came here. They assimilated. They learned the language. They were glad to be here, and they contributed immensely. Now,
But you know what? In those days, just as today, people were afraid of them. It's been through our history that we always look back and we say, oh, we're a nation of immigrants. Isn't it great? But whoa, wait a minute. We're not so sure about the ones coming today.
There was a time when Italians and the Irish and the Poles and all those people were abused and mistreated because of who they were.
And so that's just kind of the way we do it. I mean, the same way we're doing it today. We look back and we say we're a nation of immigrants, and we put our rose-colored glasses on and we say it was easy in those days, and they assimilated really easily. And then we look at today and we say, oh, it'll never work. That's how we've always kind of done it.
Humans are a flawed species, aren't we? Tamara, I like to say that the problem with humanity is the humans. But Tamar, in those days, how could something like that have happened? How could an Ellis Island type of situation have happened in those days? Could it be done today? I mean, I fear that there's too much political rancor. There's too much political positioning. There's too much of a desire to win rather than to be a leader in politics today to ever accomplish something like an Ellis Island today. What do you think?
See, let's not say ever. I mean, right now the tide is running very high on immigration and we're not doing the right thing. But, you know, we did pass, you know, I mean, it's not immigration, but it's a similar issue, free trade. We passed NAFTA eventually.
Yeah.
You know, they do take hard, every now and again, they work themselves up to a hard choice. In Congress.
Right
now, the tide is running really high, and you're right. There's not a lot of leadership out there, and they're pandering to a few angry, frightened people. But I believe ultimately that American pragmatism is going to win over here. I don't think we're going to go on for the rest of your life and my life and our children's lives admitting
something's got to give
immigrants every year. Well,
something's
yeah,
got to give, mean, doesn't it?
It's a totally unacceptable situation for America to have to need these workers for the economy and have to smuggle them in. It just doesn't make
Who's
any sense.
Who's got the best ideas of all the candidates that you can tell?
Oh, McCain by far on this. The Democrats say it in kind of quietly. They're just not being courageous enough to stand up and say it really to the public.
What's McCain's idea?
Well, everybody's idea is the same, a version of the same idea that was debated in Congress last, you know, in 2006 and 2007. You have to have a combination of enough visas so that we can get the workers we need to grow the economy, so we don't put business employers and people running businesses in that position of choosing do they want to grow their business or do they want to obey the law. Enough visas, that's number one. Two, much more effective enforcement. Right now we have a nudge-nudge, wink-wink situation where the limits
right.
are unreasonable and we don't enforce them. So more visas, better enforcement, and you got to have some answer for the 12 million people already here. You know,
yeah.
if it's earning or, you know, whatever hoops we need to make them jump through, we got to make them jump through them and let them get to be legal.
Well, here's what gets me, though. A lack of leadership has gotten us into this situation. So where are we going to find the leadership to solve this problem we got? The reason I'm a little bit more pessimistic than you are, I think, Tamar, for some reason.
I hear you, but I just don't see how, you know, I just, it's so not the American way to go on with a broken
when we,
like this
when
forever.
We come back, folks, presidential candidate Tamar Jacoby is going to tell us what she thinks, what her platform would be, is, for immigration for the coming year. 10 till, right back with Tamar Jacoby. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Happy New Year, everybody, as we head off into 2008. Tamar is senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, as I mentioned earlier, and also just as in the last few minutes has announced her candidacy for president of the United States. So, Tamar, we need to know what your immigration platform is, the plank in your platform is going to be that defines immigration.
Well, we're going to say that the most important thing is we're going to recognize that we're a big country that's growing and a big country that's still strong enough in what it believes in and what it stands for and what its culture is, that we're thrilled to have newcomers coming here. We're not scared of them. We're not scared that they're going to somehow overrun us. We know that if they stay here, it's because they get what's great about America and they want to be part of it, and so we're not afraid of them. And we don't understand all those other candidates who sound like they are afraid of them. We want to change our immigration quotas so that we give enough visas for the workers we need, and we're gonna stand up to, we're going to, the first, one of the first things we're going to do when we get into office is ask Congress to do that. And we're going to make sure we enforce the laws. We're going to have.
What does that mean, though? What does enforce the laws
mean? We're going to have more men on the border and more.
Are you going to build a wall, candidate?
No. We don't need a wall, but we need more.
What are you
going to
do with the, 800-pound elephant, eight-ton elephant in the living room? The 12 million.
Those 12 million, we have to give them a chance to get right with the law. We're not just going to wave a wand and say, okay, we don't care that you broke the law, but we are going to say, you know, that law was bad law. We were winking at you and saying, come in. What you did was the equivalent of go through a broken traffic light. You know, we all get to traffic lights and we stop, but if we stop there for 20 minutes and it doesn't turn green, we eventually go through. You were going through the equivalent of a broken traffic light. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to make you do something. We're going to make you pay a fine and work and pay your taxes and learn English. We're gonna have some conditions.
Jacoby, you just said something interesting that's the point that I want to make. I don't fear the immigrants. I fear the people, the bleeding hearts who don't want to make immigrants assimilate and learn our language and operate in
really
America.
Important. But you know what? You know
but
what?
There are, you know that there are people who don't want to make immigrants do that.
Oh, believe me, I know all about it. I talk to them on a daily basis. But there are two things. We do have to ask them to do that. We do have to ask something of them. We do have to set up some standards. But most of them want to learn English. We don't offer enough classes. In every city where there are a lot of immigrants, there's a wait. There's an organization called NALEO, a National Association of Latino Elected Officials, did a study of people waiting for classes. We know in every city where there are a lot of immigrants, the waits are between 4 months and 2 years to get into an English class. So we're grumbling they don't want to learn, but there aren't any classes. There aren't enough classes. So, and I don't think the taxpayer is going to pay for it.
More examples of a lack of leadership to dealing with the situation we really have. Tamar, what is the, how big, on a scale of, let me put it this way, will immigration be in the top four issues of the election this year?
Well, I think it will. I think by the time we get to the general election, the presidential candidates are going to let go of it because it's so hard to win. You know, either way, you're going to offend people. So I think the presidential candidates are going to try to straddle when we get to the
general
election.
So it won't
election.
Be in the top four in the presidential.
Congress, I don't think so. I could be turned out to be wrong, but I don't think it depends on the nominees. But I think they're going to want to avoid it because one way or another, you're going to be offending somebody. Either you're going to be offending Latinos and even Republicans. At some level,
it's a lose-lose for them, isn't it?
It's sure. I think it is. So you're either offending Latinos or you're offending the Lou Dobbs voters.
Yeah.
So better to, or the centrist voters. So better to straddle. But in congressional races, I think it's going to be very hot and I'm afraid very ugly.
Mm-hmm. Especially on the borders, right?
Well, you know, the border is everywhere now. I mean, I don't know what state, you know, we've got listeners in every state.
Yeah.
But there are immigrants everywhere now. There are new immigrants everywhere now. Look how hot an issue
it is.
It is
interesting
Iowa.
How that's happened, hasn't it? How it's not just in New Mexico, it's also in North Carolina.
Because we need the workers everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not an accident. It's because we go to college now, and we still need workers who don't.
Yeah. Hey, Tamar, give us the website, please, where we can find you and your book.
Manhattan-Institute.org.
And they can find the book there, Reinventing the Melting Pot?
Yes, you can.
Also online?
Yes.
On Amazon, some of those guys?
Yes, on Amazon.
Tamar Jacoby. Tamar, thank you for, and don't ever run for president. I want you to remain as sweet and pure as you are. That would ruin everything. Thanks, Tamar. Happy New Year.
Thanks for having me. Happy New
see
Year.
See you later. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.